Let's take a look at what's going on in sports of a sort. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thanks, Frank. Ben came out flat, gave up 9 runs in the top of the second, and lost to Cowlitz 11-2. Ben's starter Jason Wilson last just 1 2/3 innings, gave up 7 hits and 8 runs. He took the loss, duh. Ben is now 17-14 on the season. The two clubs meet again tonight, game 2 of that 3-game series. Vince Jenna Stadium, 6:45. Brewer slugger Prince Fielder clubbed a 3-run homer in the 4th inning to power the National League to a 5-1 win over the American League in what tradition demands we call the All-Star Game. Fielder was named the most valuable player after the game. He says he's happy to have played a role in winning the contest.
As far as the home field advantage, I think it's great just because, like you said, we play great at home. And, if we're fortunate enough to get in the World Series, I think that would, obviously that's going to help us a ton. So Yeah, everything's awesome tonight.
National League gets home field advantage in the World Series with the victory. NL has won the last 2 All-Star games after going winless in 13 straight Midsummer Classics. German sprinter André Greipel won the 10th stage of the Tour de France yesterday, beating former teammate Mark Cavendish by a wheel's length. France's Thomas Vogler kept the yellow jersey after nestling safely into the main pack for most of the 98-mile route from Aurillac to Carmaux. I hope I said those right. And the 140th British Open gets underway tomorrow at the Royal St. George's Golf Club. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
You still do it way better than I ever could. So I'm glad you're back doing sports.
I'm just faking it. That's
okay.
What he does is he keeps moving.
Yeah, you just stay fast and keep rolling along. That's the way you say it. That's
right. There's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for sharing because I need to learn from you guys. You guys are the best. I'm going to give it a go. In the headlines today, the task force looks